a very good evening and thank you so much for staying with us. It's now time for the news bulletin at 18 hours, the headlines. 30 killed in 386 Easter Road accidents nationwide. Miles Sampa dissolves PF Central Committee, unveils new leadership, and in international news, dozens killed as Angola flood death toll rises.
FM News with Mwanza Mwanaka Omar.
And now the news in detail. The Zambia Police Service says it recorded a total of 386 road traffic accidents countrywide during the Easter holiday, of which 22 were fatal, resulting in 30 deaths. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilavi said 37 were serious accidents, in which 75 people sustained serious injuries, while 90 were slight injury accidents, accounting for 125 minor injuries. He said the remaining 237 were damage-only accidents. Mr. Chilavi has noted that a comparison with the same period in 2025 shows that road traffic accidents increased by 60 cases, rising from 326 in 2025 to 386 in 2026, representing an 18.4% increase. He said Lusaka province recorded the highest number of accidents at 154, followed by Copperbelt province with 104, Central province at 31, Northwestern province at 21, while Southern and Muchinga provinces recorded 18 each.
Lusaka province recorded the highest number of accidents at 154, followed by Copperbelt province 104, Central province recorded 31 accidents, Northwestern 21, while Southern and Muchinga provinces recorded 18 each. Eastern province recorded 17 accidents, Western and Mapula provinces recorded 8 each, and Northern province recorded the least with 7 accidents. Causes and contributing factors. Most of the accidents during this period were attributed to human error, including excessive speeding, misjudging clearance distance, negligent reversing, improper overtaking, and failure to keep to the near side. Most accidents occurred on Fridays and Saturdays, largely due to increased traffic volumes.
Patriotic Front faction leader Miles Sampa has dissolved the party's central committee with immediate effect and announced a new leadership structure. Speaking during a press briefing, Mr. Sampa has revealed that he has appointed new members to the central committee along with provincial leaders across the country. He has appointed Edwin Lifwekelo as PF Deputy Secretary General for Politics, noting that additional positions, including that of party vice president, are yet to be filled.
I want to announce now, here on, that I've dissolved the Central Committee of the Patriotic Front, that's one. I've dissolved all the provincial chairmen that are currently there. And by the same powers vested in me, I'm talking about the legal PF, I want to make the following appointments for provincial chairman. Southern Province, I appoint Chairman Omar Musanje. Northwestern Chairman, the new provincial chairman is Emmanuel Meleki. Copperbelt Province, without the announcement for now. Wapula Province, I appoint provincial chairman Simon Rwando.
Meanwhile, Mr. Sampa has appointed Given Luvinda as chairperson of the PF Pamozi Alliance and named himself secretary general of the alliance.
After the judgment and before, but ideally, instead of going to the alliance, Pamozi and being the chairman there, I want to give him respect and hereby say that I relinquish that entitlement and hereby want to offer and give Honorable Given Luvinda to be the chairman of the alliance.
The Lusaka High Court has dismissed a matter involving UPND member Charles Longwe, who had sued Batuke Imenda in his capacity as party secretary general, arguing that he should immediately vacate office on grounds that his mandate had expired. Judge Chibabuka dismissed the case due to failure to exhibit a mandatory letter of demand. The court rules that the demand letter served on the defendant has not yet been exhibited in the plaintiff's affidavit of service of March 18, 2026. Judge Shivavuka said only a copy of a letter of service purportedly served on the defendant has been exhibited. He therefore rules that the matter was not properly commenced and is consequently dismissed in line with the High Court rules. Earlier, Mr. Longwe sought a declaration that the tenure of the National Management Committee, which was ushered into office on February 14, 2021, lapsed on February 14, 2026, in accordance with Article 56 of the Party Constitution. He stated that failure to hold elections at the lowest structures and national level by UPND is a violation of the Party Constitution. Mr. Longwe added that there are presently no qualified persons to pose as delegates for purposes of an electoral college during a general assembly. Vice President Mthale Nalumango has urged the political parties to conduct themselves in a manner that promotes national unity as the country draws closer to the general elections. Mrs. Nalumango has also called on political players to remain mindful of their influence on citizens and to always put the country first in their actions. Speaking during the opening of the third and final meeting of the fifth session of the 13th National Assembly, Mrs. Nalumango has emphasized the need to give parliamentary business the utmost priority it deserves.
I also wish to acknowledge the individual and collective work of all honorable members in ensuring that Parliament performs its constitutional mandate more effectively and efficiently. I believe that this Parliament will leave a legacy that will be remembered for generations to come. As a leader of government business in the House, I am truly proud of the achievements of this Parliament, including the successful amendment of our Constitution. I can only hope that the next Parliament will build on what has been achieved so far.
Meanwhile, Speaker of the National Assembly, Nelly Muti, has urged MPs to remain committed, report to the House early, and adhere strictly to parliamentary rules, warning that misconduct will not be tolerated. And Leader of the Opposition, Robert Chavinga, has reaffirmed the Opposition's commitment to holding government accountable while discouraging violence and hate speech.
We in the Opposition are also committed to executing our role of holding government to account. I also wish to state that I'm proud of the work that this Parliament has done in the 5 years of its existence. I would like to take this opportunity to urge all Honourable Members of Parliament to continue leading by example. In this vein, I wish to underscore that there is no need to engage in hate speech, violence and negative propaganda.
President Hakainde Hichilema has paid tribute to late retired civil servant and gospel musician Emmanuel Ngoni, describing him as a dedicated and hardworking individual who served the nation with commitment. The president said there's so much to learn from Mr. Ngoni's humility and kindness, noting that these qualities are reflected in the lives of many people he mentored. Speaking when Lands and Natural Resources Minister Sylvia Masewo delivered the message on behalf of the head of state at a funeral service held in Lusaka today, the president encouraged the family and citizens to promote love and unity in their lives.
Then look how this man, even when he remained alone without his wife, even when he carried on with new friends in his life, he still loved his children. Many of us don't know how to love our children. Let us learn this lesson to love, because the greatest investment in life and in our children is just to love them. Not about the money, not about the food they eat, or just to love them and give them the best that you can within your limits as a human being.
Meanwhile, Information and Media Permanent Secretary Thabo Kawana has described Mr. Ngoni as a man devoted to youth development who dedicated his life to strong Christian values and guidance.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Government has warned against illegal planning practices, stating that no individual